We are on the Chavov Amud Beis, the second Pesach. We had a member of Rabbi Baruch Marav, Sholish Achoyes Yevomes Shenofel Lefnei Shnei Achim Yevomim. There were five brothers, three had married sisters, and all the Bali Achoyes died, and these three sisters fell for the two brothers. So Ravad said, Zecheles La'achat, Zecheles La'achat. So the two remaining brothers, one gives chalitza to one sister, the other gives chalitza to the other sister, and the third sister, Tzricha Chalitza Mishneim. Both of the two remaining brothers have to give chalitza. And the reason for this is because since each brother had already given chalitza to her sister, so now she's also to them out achayis chalitza. So they can't be miyabim her because she's an achayis chalitza. So this is considered a chalitza psula. Chalitza psula is tzricha lachzer al kol ha'achim. That they need chalitza from both brothers, as we had mentioned when we learned the Gemara, because since we hold yesh zikim, so we consider that this third sister is married, there's issues to both yevonim. So normally, a chalitza ksheira could take off the issues of all the achim, because there's a lomdes chalitza b'mokim yibum kaime. It's equivalent to a yibum. That is dafka a chalitza from a person who can be miyabim. A chalitza from a person who cannot be miyabim does not have a chashivas of yibum. So we do not consider that he took off all the issues of this yibum. So his chalitza can only accomplish that his issues will go off, but his brother still has Isha in this third Yevam, and therefore the brother also has to give Chalitza. So the Gemara said, Midika Amrit Emtoi Stricha Chalitza Mishnaim, since you said that the third sister needs Chalitza from both brothers, Kasavrish Yezike, so we see you hold Yezike, V'Chalitza Psulam, that since there is Zika to both brothers, so a Chalitza Psula will not be able to take off the issues of both brothers. That's why each brother has to give Chalitza to be Mesalik his issues. There is Svarim de Garsi. There are Svarim which are Geiris that the Raya, that Rav holds Yezik is midekoma, zechilet la'achas, is kasavres Yezik. That's what Rav specified, that the first two sisters have to receive chalitza by the different brothers, zechilet la'achas, zechilet la'achas. So that is a raya that he holds, yezike, because if you hold ein zike, this would not be necessary. And Rashi says, we are not goyres this midika amrit. Since you say that each one has to give chalitza, is a raya yezike. The nearer the legalis lebekunteris, that Rashi was not gairistic, mishum de laman de yoma ein zike, because this halacha that each brother has to give chalitza applies until you hold ein zike. That mishum de laman de yoma ein zike, nami zecheilet laachas, vizecheilet laachas. Afilu you hold ein zike is also zecheilet laachas, zecheilet laachas. Why? Because one of the two brothers is not permitted to be miyabim one of the sisters, mishum bitla mitzvah yevomim. Because if he'll be miyabim one of the sisters, and what happens if his brother dies? So come out the two remaining sisters And there was a little bit with Yevamim, so that's no raya that we hold yesh zike, we can hold ein zike. And also the halacha is that zecheilis la'achas, he is not permitted to be miyabim. So Taisa says, maybe we'll say pshat, that the raya that Rav holds Yezike is that what he specified, that one brother should give chalitza to one sister, and one brother is not permitted to give chalitza to two sisters. So Taisa says that's also not true. The Laman de Yoma Ein Zika. Afilu we hold Ein Zika. Nami Ein Chalitza Psula Shal Ruven Shekvar Cholot L'Achas Mavkas Zikas Shimen Achshuve. That means Afilu will hold Ein Zika, but now when the second sister wants to give Chalitza, wants to get Chalitza, so there are two brothers who can give Chalitza. The first brother, Gabi, the first brother, she's a chayis chalutza, so it's a chalitza psula. And then there's the second brother around, who there's no chesorin in his chalitza. So Taisa says, the laman di omar ein zike nami, afilu you hold ein zike, ein chalitza psula shal reuvein, shekvachorot la'achas mavka zika shimen achshuve. A chalitza psula of Reuven will not be mavkiya the zika of Shimon. The Lakamon come out, Mentaisis proves it, because the Gemara says later, Bishlei Metzora de Rochel is Sifta, Mishim de Chalitzas Rochel Chalitza Psulei. The Gemara says later that they were a member of Shmuel. The Gemara wanted to say Shmuel holds Ein Zike, and the Gemara says, Bishlei Metzora de Rochel is Sifta, that the Tzora of Rochel, it was speaking about that two sisters fell, and each sister had a Tzora. So it says, so Shmuel had said, Scholat la'achyais le'nifteru Tzoras. That if you gave Chalitza to the Achyais, the Tzoras will not become part of that chalitza. So the Gemara says like this, Mishlei Metzora de Rochel Sifta. I understand very well, Rochel is the second sister who got chalitza. First he gave chalitza to Leah, and then later he wants to give chalitza, the two sisters are falling for two from two batim. So the Gemara says, Mishlei Metzora de Rochel Sifta, Mishim da chalitza, Rochel chalitza psulei. Because the chalitza of Rochel is a chalitza psula. Because Rochel is a chayis chalutza, right? So a chalitza psula cannot pata ha tzore. That means the tzore of Rochel is not a chalitza psula. The tzore of Rochel is not a chayis chalutza, right? She's not a tzoras. She's not a Tzoras Erve because Rochel became an Erve La'ach and Nefila. So the Tzoras Rochel can have a Chalitza Me'ula. Rochel, the Chalitza of Rochel is only a Chalitza Gerua, a Chalitza Psula. So the Gemara says, I understand very well that the Tzor of Rochel cannot be niftar from the Chalitza of Rochel. Alme, afilu leman di yoma ein zike, so we see from here, that afil we hold ein zike, ein Chalitzas Rochel peiteres zikas tzorosa hachshuv. Afilu we hold ein zike, but if the Tzor has a zike chshuv, and Tzor is a zike cheshuve, and Rochel is only a chalitza psule, So the chalitza of Rachel will not pass the hotzora. Alma, filo mandiyoma, ein zike, filo yehod ein zike, ein chalitzes rochel, peiter zike saros achshuve. The uki shmul, the uki de shmul alibe de mandiyoma, ein zike koma. For who adin, so Taisva says, so we see from over there, that if you have two tzoris, and one has a zike cheshuve, and one has a zike gerua, so a chalitza psule to the one that has a zikah geruah cannot pata the tzor that has a zikah chshuve. So Taisa says, so v'hu adin dochinami leisivta chalitzas ruvein hashniya me'och hasheni. So the same. So the chalitza of Reuven to the second one will not pata her from the och hasheni, because the och hasheni has a zikah chshuve. To Reuven, she's a achais chalutzosai. To Shimon, she's a poshet yevomim. So azike gerua cannot be mafkia azike chshuve from the other brother. Dakati leimasik adaiti lechalik ben mifter nafsha ben mifter tzora. Later, the Gemara makes a chilik that there's a difference between being gepatered oneself, or patering a tzore, means the moment to say, by miftar nafsha, even though there's another brother around that can give a better chalitza, she becomes gepatered from a chalitza gerua. Ashenke in tapater a tzore, who has a better zike, then you have to give a chalitza ma'ula to the tzore. But that the Gemara is Machadish and Avchav Zayin and Medalf. We're in Avchav Vov and Medbeis. We don't know this yet. So Memele, so that's what Rav said, that each brother should give Chalitza to each sister. Zechilitz Lazev, Zechilitz Lazev, Zechilitz Lachas, Zechilitz Lachas. So this aloche is understood, afilo we hold ein zikim. Because if one will give chalitza to both, he's giving a chalitza geruah, and that will not be mafkir the zika of his brother. So therefore, we have to be moichik the girse that says that we bring a raya from zechilut lozev and zechilut lozev, that we hold yes zikim. Olarin nire de shabe gosinolei. And the Ri says, we are goyres this. We are goyres that from the din of Zecheilitz Lachas with Zecheilitz Lachas, we see that Rav holds Yezik. Lefi Emes, Leman da Omar, Ein Zikim, because if you hold Ein Zike, Chalitza Gerua, Peiteres Achshuva Emena. So if you hold ein zike, so then a chalitza geruah kim pater amur choshevet. So therefore, if you would hold ein zike, one brother would be permitted to give chalitza to both of them. Where do we see this? Tamrinim b'edye b'perik abun gamliu, v'laman d'yoma ein zike, if you hold ein zike, cholat lebalas haget nifterot tzarosa. That if one brother gave chalitza to a balas haget, niftara tzarosa, alme, na afal gav the balas haget, chalitzosa psula tvei mishalto. There it's speaking about, there were two noshim that fell from one husband. And one of the noshim, the yovam gave a get. A get is a sort of chalitza midarabonon, which accomplishes a few things. Number one, it creates an iser yibum. Now there's a din kivin shaloi bono shuv lo yivne. Number two, it creates a Issa Krivis that just like one is Asa Ba'achais Gerushasai, so one is Issa Asa Ba'achais Gerushasai, that means if a Yavam gave a get Yavamim, so also there's a din of it's Ke'ilu, she was Gerushasai, and he's Asa B'Krivisai. And L'chayre, it also accomplishes that the get is mafkiya the zikiv. It's a sort of a chalitza midarabonon. It's midarabonon, there's some sort of afkor zikiv. So the Gemara says, according to Ram Gamliel, that holds ein zikiv, chalatz labalas haget niftere tzoroso. She would give chalitza to a balas haget. Now this balas haget is a lav bas yibum, since he gave her a get, the din of lo yivne. It's also nigro zikosa. It's niftero tzoroso, so the chalitza to this, to the balas get, patos the tzoros. Av or gav, the balas haget chalitzoso psulo tvei mishol tzoros. Her chalitza is more possible than the chalitza of the tzore. Sheikh Shuve ke chalutza etzle lemesa b'krayve yisrael. Because he is also in her krayves. And he is not also in the krayves of her tzore. So we see that the get did more in her than into the tzoret. So therefore, so how can the chalitza to her pater her tzoret? Akochi, you have to say, because I'm giving you holds ein zike, ba'akochach shmul, da'om achotz la'achliya is le'nifteru tzoret, le'balas aged le'nifteru tzoret, so bodi yeh zike. But Shmuel Taka holds Yezik. If you hold Yezik, then Chalitza Gerua cannot pater Zika Meula. L'chayre, we have to understand the Raya from Taisvis. There are two things I don't understand. Number one, and the first thing I found in the Taisvis Arosh, there's a machlokes in the Gemara further between Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim, if you say Yesh get achaget or Ein get achaget. Machlokes is as follows. Let us say the Meis died and he left over two Noshim, and one Yavam gave a get to one of the Noshim. So now all these halachas apply, so Anhod is a din of Layivne, it's mafkiya de zike, there's a isa krivis. Can he give now a get? Does the get have any value for her tzore? Or no? Do we say whatever the get accomplished in the first yevome, al tzedin of shlichus of the tzores, it accomplished in the second yevome? So that means that there was any afkos zike midrabonon because of the get in the first yibum, so there was afkos zike in her tzoret. There's an iser yibum because of lo yivne in the first tzoret, so there's an iser yibum in the second tzoret. So what can the get accomplish more? So therefore, Ram Gamliel holds ein get achaget. That means if one will give a get now to the second tzore, it's nothing, it's worthless. And therefore, because this Eklishus Azika came about because of the get to her tzore, and Issa Layivne came about because of the get to the tzore, so there's no inyan of giving a get anymore, there's no accomplishment anymore of giving a get to her tzore. Therefore, it's difficult to understand what Taisvis is saying.
if he gave a get to one of the tzaris, so the Taisus HaRosh says, Nifsilo ha-tzore beget shel chavata. So the second tzore also becomes possible. There's a layivna on the second tzore. V'hura ha-zika b'shteim. And the zika, the klishas ha-zika occurs in both of them. So memele, both of these tzores are equal. They both is a layivna on both of them because of the get that was given to the first one. And there's a hiro azika, there's a klisha azika by both of them. That's why a second get can't accomplish anything. So therefore, it's poshet if cholatz labalas haget, nifkero tzoroso. Now, Tosfos says that if you give a chalitza to the balas haget, that's a greater chalitza psulo. That she's considered a chalutze, that now he's also b'kroivayseh. Now, I don't understand this. Now, for example, if one gives chalitze, let us forget about a difficult shayla. Let us speak about a poshet shayla, that there are two tzoris and abayis, and the yovam gives chalitze to one of them. So the din is that the chalitza is mafkiya, the zika from both of them. The din is that there's a layivna on both of them. And this is a chalitza gemura. Afal pikein, the iser, achais chalutza only applies to the chalutza. Because it seems since it's ovid bo maise, so they made an iser kreivis on her. But l'chayre, the iser kreivis has nothing to do to make it a greater chalitza psula, since her kreivis are also, so that's why it's considered a chalitza psula. So if I don't understand, so it could be over there, according to Rabban Gamliel, there's no difference between the balas haget and the tzoreh, so they're shovim. So if they're shoving and we hold, they're in zike, so the chalitza of one can part to the other. Masha Enkein, Tosfos is speaking about a case when they are not shoving. They're not shoving, so it could be a fully hold ain zike. That means Tosfos is speaking about a case where the ach who gave chalitza to one of the achoyes now wants to give chalitza to the second achoy. So by him it's a chalitza psula because she is a chayz chalutza. So by his brother, it is not a chalitza psula. So therefore, could be a fully yehod ein zike. It could be that one ach the fully yehod ein zike afal pikein. We need the chalitza from the second brother. Now, lemaise Shmuel holds that cholatz labalas haget lo niftera tzore. It could be Shmuel holds according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold yesh get achaget. So that means that the get that was given to the first tzore is not mafkiya the zikir from the second tzore, and therefore there's a din of yesh get achaget. So according to the Chachamim, and perhaps Shmuel holds like the Chachamim, so therefore we could say, that's how Rashi Daka says in Avchav Zayin Amad Aleph, Balas get beis yivomis ma'achechot v'nosin yovom get la'achas mem, shuv ein chalitza so higenis kol kach, so her chalitza is not higenis, the klisha zikoso, v'im cholat lo lo niftarotso. This could be according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold yesh get achaget, so they hold that the hafkos zika of the first get only works on the balas haget. It doesn't work on the tzore. Al-Koponim, Tosfos does not learn like that. Tosfos found a gemore in Ram Gamliel, that Gamliel holds ein zika, and Tosfos holds that the balas haget is a greater chalitza psulim then her tzore, v'af al pikein, the Rabban Gamliel says, cholatz labalas ganifter tzoroso, so Tosfos is machia, that if you hold Ein Zike, a Chalitza Gerua also helps. V'sugi de Besamuch, Taisus had brought a raya before that afilu we hold Ein Zike afal pikein, the Gemara said that the Chalitza of Rochel, which is an Achais Chalutza, cannot pater Hotzore. So we see that a Chalitza Gerua cannot pater a Tzore that needs a Chalitza Mula. So Taisha says, Eina Lefi Emes. That was like it's a Shakla Vitalia in the Gemara, but it's not Eiskalt Lefi Emes. Alohi Perusha. Pshan the Gemara is like this. Vishloi Metzore de Rochel Eisifta. I can understand. I could understand that what Shmuel said. That the Tzore de Rochel is not Nifter through the Chalitza of Rochel. Klaima, afilu im taima, afilu you will say this, the laman di yoma in zike. Na mi chalitza psula tzricha lachzer, afilu you will say this, vahash de niche, so now I understand the tzores rochel oitiftam. That the tzore of rochel will not be niftar to the chalitza of rochel. I mean, so if you'll tell me this, if you'll tell me this, that afilu yod ein zike, a chalitza gerue cannot pater a tzore that needs a chalitza mula, abo mikol mokim tzore delay a tiftar. But I still can't understand Shmuel. But why can't the tzore of leia be nifta with the chalitza of leia? The chalitza ksheiri. That is the chalitza ksheiri. Teida, but that's more says afilu im taima, but it's not oiskahalten. It's only an im taima. Teida, so Teisa says, I'll bring you a raya, the oisa sugya eina lefiha emes. That sugya is not oiskahalten, leita maskona. The porich bosa hochi, vatsore de rochel mi miftere. The Gemara asks that how do we understand that what Shmuel said? That cholat letzore niftera achoyois, and it's going on the tzores rochu, that if one gives chalitz to the tzor of rochu, it will pater rochu. So the Gemara says, how can the chalitz of the tzor of rochu pater rochu bosnan? We learned that the tzore of rochu is osa, because osa odom betzores krivas chalutzosi. Alme boi lemeima, so Teisve says, we see that the Gemara wanted to say, the laman de yomar ein zike, afilu you hold ein zike, loy miftere rochel bechalitza sore. That rochel will not be nifter bechalitza sore. That's what the Gemara said. So Taisha says, how do we understand this? Aval gav loy asire tzore elo mikaycho. The whole reason that Tzoras Krivas Chalutzosoi is also, is only Mikoicho, the Krivas Chalutze. So Lechayre Taisus means to say, so she is not as Chomul as the Krivas Chalutzosoi. The Choshkein Imho Yeshavais, Nevada Givis, if they were Shavais, so a Zicha shouldn't help. Eisus Taisvis assumes that the Chalitza, the Gemara says over here, if you hold Ein Zike, the Gemara says if you hold Ein Zike, so the Chalitza that was given to Tzoras, Kroivas, Chalutzosoi, is not, will not pater the kriva will not pater. I mean, the chalitza is given to tzoras rochel will not pater rochel. Now Taisvis assumes that the iser on the tzora is less than the iser on the kriva, because the whole iser of the tzora comes from the kriva. The Choshkenim are Yeshavites. in Afilu, you'll say that in the Vavar Pika in the Gemara says that the chalitza of the tzori cannot part of the kriva. The chosh came in hayu shavais, and avadi givis if they were equal, so zicha wouldn't part of the tzori. So you have here a Gemara that the Gemara holds that according to Shmuel, if you hold ein zike, that a chalitza that was given to one tzore who was equal in psul to a second tzore will not help. Bim kain, so Taisva says, so if that gemore is oiskalt mufiyemis, eich medag zikafilu figirsus akuntris diyeh zike. So how could the gemore be medagdik? That Rav holds yesh zike midiko mar emtso yisricha chalitza mishneyem. That since Rav said that the third sister needs chalitza from both of them, is a raya that Shmuel holds, that's right, that Rav holds yesh zike. So Taisva says, afilu you hold ein zike, we see that a chalitza psule has to be given to both tzores. If you give chalitza to tzoras rochel, it will not pata rochel, even though they are equal. Taisha says the tzore of rochel is even better, but afilu they were equal, the Gemara says it won't pata afilu yodain zike. So lechayre, if you have the third sister, who is falling to two achim, and they're giving a chalitza psula, so both would have to give, even though one isn't worse than the other, because we see, afilu you hold ein zike, and one isn't worse than the other, you have to give chalitza to each tzore. So who adin, Taisva says, each Ach would also have to give chalitza to the emtsois, to the third sister. So what's the raya? Afilu according to Rashi's pshat, ariyoz yezike. Alalai sesugi ain lismach kedefrishis loikoi hochi. So that sugi that the Gemara had said, that even though you hold ein zike, you give a chalitza to tzoras rochel, who's is at least equivalent to rochel, if not better than rochel, it will not help for Rochel. Afilu yodain zikas, according to that sugya, by the emtsois, both achim would have to give chalitza to her. Afilu yodain zikas. And our Gemara brings a raya from this, that we hold yes zikas. So kochach, it's muchach, that the Gemara of Chazayim was only a havamine, but the lemaskana, it doesn't remain like this. That means if you hold ein zike, so afilu a chalitze from a garua will pater a zike from a ma'ula. Chimeforish de shmul hischa v'loi hischu koma lo yoymer oi de shmuli v'adem omar ein zike koma kama isha forish. Dile di day, because according to the man di yoma that holds ein zike, cholatz la choyoi salabala saget, Nifteru tzoreis. Before we go further, I'd like to elaborate on two nekudis of Taisvis. Taisvis, number one, says that tzoras rochu is, since the whole issa of tzoras rochu is mikoicha shol rochu, so the chalitza to tzoras rochel is not more garua than rochel alone. The character would seem from Taisus that it is less garua than rochel. Taisus says kolshkein, if it's shovim, it zicha shouldn't help. That's Taisus haychoch, and Mel Taisus asks a kasha from the gemond of chavov and beis. Now, Shitas HaTaisis Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph is the reason, what is Pshat in this, that also Odom betzoras koivas chalutzosoi. So Taisvah says over there, the machlekes Rashi in Taisvah, but Kavanam Taisvah learned that it's speaking about that tzoras koivas chalutzosoi is speaking about that the koiva was married to a different brother. Now, the minute that one gives chalitze to the chalutze, that means we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. The minute one gives chalitze to Reuven, so Taishas Reuven, so then Eishas Shimon, who is still married to Shimon, gets a din of an elder. She's an achayis chalutze. Now, the tzore of Eishas Shimon is a tzore servant. Tzoras, she's tzoras, achayis chalutzose. Now, Taisvis seems to hold that the iser on the tzore is not as chomor as the iser on Eishas Shimon, on the achayis chalutzose. Like the Gemara says further, daf chav zayin leyalime, Loyalime zike l'shavi l'tzore ke'erve. Maybe Taisvus holds achayis chalutze is worse than zike. Well, kaponim, the tzore Taisvus holds somehow is not more chomo, not as chomo as achayis chalutze. So therefore, so Taisvus says it's a meyudik echidish. That what the Gemara says, that giving chalitze to Tzoras Rochel cannot pata Rochel. Now, the etzim kashe that Taisvis asks on Girsis Rashi, Taisvis says, we see that the Gemara holds that fully you hold ein zike, and you give chalitze to Shovin, you give a chalitze psulem to Tzoras Rochel, it will not pata Rochel, even though they shove him, and even though you hold Ein Zike. So the same way, if one will give Chalitze, they'll give Chalitze to them Tzois, for you hold Ein Zike, it will not pata the Tzerech for the other brother to give Chalitze. That's Eishas Kasha and Rashi. So Kochach, the Gemara is not Eishkehalten Lefi HaEmes. L'chayre, let us understand that Gemara. Taisha says, later Maskone, the Gemara is Chayzer from that. Now Gemara is going according to the Maskone, not according to that Havamine. But according to that Havamine, Taisha says that a chalitza of shavim also does not help. According to Shmuel, the whole Zayin Zike. So, how do we understand the memra of Shmuel? Shmuel said two memras. One memra, he said, cholat l'tzoreis niftaru achiyos, and the Gemara didn't understand that. It shouldn't help. And then Shmuel said another memra. Shmuel himself said that Echad Chaylitz Lekulam. Now, Kaponim, this means that one brother can give, even though the Achais is Achais Chalutzosai, he's giving a Chalitza Psula. Al Kaponim, he can give it alone. You don't need that the other Ach should also give Chalitza to her. So how do we understand these two memres in Shmuel? Here the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, it should be cholat litzoras rochel leitifter rochel, leitifter rochel, even though they're shavim. And here Shmuel says that echad chaylitz lekulon, but you do not need the chalitza of both achim. So Al-Kochoch, this Mahalach in the Gemara is going according to the Tzad in the Gemara that differentiated between Tzoris and Achim. And the Gemara said, Hani milil miftah tzoros, avo miftah ronav shepotro. That means the Gemara mentioned such a svore that an isha can be niftah from a chalitza gerua from one ach, even though another ach can give a better chalitza. Afal pikein, a tzore cannot be niftah from a chalitza gerua if you can give her a chalitza meula. So the Gemara made a difference between tzoris and achim. Say bezoi, and that's how we understand Shmuel. Say bezoi, so lechayre, so what is Taisvus kasha? Taisvus asks, according to Rashi, Taisvus asks, according to Rashi, what is the raya that Rav holds yesh zike? Could be you hold ein zike. And if you hold ein zike, afal pikein, both achim will have to give chalitza, just like the Gemara says that leinifter rochel me chalitza sarosa. So lechayre, that Gemara al kochoch differentiates between the chalitza of the tzoris to the chalitza from the achim. And if here Rav says that the Achim, both Achim, have to give Chalitza, so Koch, we see that Rav holds yes, Zike. So therefore Taisva says, Begasin in Shapami, the Kama, Zachelitz La'achas, that alone, that the second brother, that the brother cannot give chalitza to the second one, is kosova yeshzike, is the raya that Rav holds yeshzike. Umidikomar emtsoi sricha chalitza mishneim, kosova the chalitza psula sricha lachzer. And from the third din, that the shlishes need chlitza for both of them, so we see there's a din chlitza psule, you need chlitza from both achim. Ba'avol gav de tavai yochel edagdik mi seife. He could prove both in yonim from the seife. The din chlitza by shovim is also totally only if you hold yezike. Whatever one can be medagdic from the reisha, the one medagdic. So Taisvus weiter. Chalitza psula tzorech lachse. Loi kemoi sheperish bekunteris. Dechol heiche sheni yochel liyabem chashiva chalitza psula. Not the way Rashi says. That when he can't be miyabim, it's chashiva chalitza psula. That's the criteria of a chalitza psula, a chalitza that one is unable to be miyam. The omah v'perikama gabi marzeg rishosoi oi hi oi tzaroso chaylatzes. The Gemara says in the first perik, by marzeg rishosoi, you can give either chalitza to the marzeg rishosoi or to the tzore. So Taisva says, if according to Rashi, the guideline of a chalitza psula is, since if she's a lav bas yibum, that is called a chalitza psula, so why can you give chalitza to the marze grushosoi to pater a tzore? By the Marzeg Rishosi, she's a lav bas yibum, so it's a chalitza psula. To legabi that so you could be miyabim ho. Ulekamon nami koma. The Gemara says later, elatzora deleye tifta dechlitzosak sheira. The Gemara asks later on Shmuel that the tzara of Leah should be niftar through the chalitza of Leah, if you hold ein zikah. So the chalitza of Leah should pater the tzara, because it's not a chalitza psula. Al machshiva Leah chalitza ksheira. So the chalitza to Leah is the chalitza ksheira. Now it's the most kasha, why doesn't it pater the tzara? So Taisva says, if the gedder of chalitza psula is that you cannot be miyabim her, that makes it automatically for a chalitza psula. So Taisvis asks, you know, you can't be miyabim leye either. Why can't you be miyabim leye? The avol gav desir leyabim mishum bitl mitzvahs yevomim. You cannot be miyabim leye because of bitl mitzvahs yevomim. That is Taisus Kash, and therefore Taisus is proving from that the gather of Chalitza Psule is not totally if one can be Miyabim or one can't be Miyabim. There's another criteria, there are other guidelines in Chalitza Psule. Now before Taisus is going to tell us the guidelines, Taisus wants to prove that over there you cannot be Miyabim Leia because of Bitl Mitzvah Yibam. So Tosis wants to say, L'chayre, there is no bitl mitzvahs yevomim. Why isn't there bitl mitzvahs yevomim? L'chayre, if he'll be miyabim leye, so then Rochel becomes achayis ishtoi. So there's a real bitl mitzvahs yevomim. But that is not true, because even though there'll be a bitl mitzvahs yevomim from Rochel, but he could be miyabim, Tzoras Rochel. Rochel is a tzore. Tzoras Rochel will not become a tzoras erve, even though Rochel become an erve. But tzoras Rochel will not become an erve because Rochel was not an erve because she was married to her husband. She became an erve lach and a filet. So if she becomes an erva lach and nefila, there's no ptur of a tzoras erva. If the erva becomes an erva lach and nefila, she never was a tzora to an erva. So l'chayre, Sataisvis first wants to set the facts straight. What am I saying? What am I asking on Rashi? That l'chayre chalitza sleye is not a chalitza ksheira, it's a chalitza psula. Because one is not permitted to be miyabim leye, because through the yibum of leye, he'll be mevatel mitzvah yibumim from Rochel, l'chayre. That is not true. He's permitted to be miyabim leye, because he will not be miyabim, will not be mevatel, yibum from tzoras Rochel. So let us see Taisus. Tenehei, the loy mevatel mitzvahs yevomim mitzoris rochel. By being miyabim leye, he won't be mevatel mitzvahs yevomim mitzoris rochel. The afalga. Dershi yeyabim leye, yeyei osa bitzoris rochel, kmaisha osa bitzoris kreivis chalitzosai. Midarabonon, he will need chalitze, after he was miyabim leye. Why? Chalitza miyaboy deraisa, because mina teire tzores rochel needs chalitza. Why? De eina tzores aches isha lache sheyibim leye, because she's not a true tzores aches isha lache sheyibim leye, even shekvalei haisa tzores aches isha mishemeis bailo. So Taisva says as follows. Taisva says, by being miyabim leye, so even though now Rochel, Tzores Rochel, will be also liyabim, because she's not worse than Tzores Achais Cholutzosoi. Tzores Achais Yevimta is not worse than Tzores Achais Cholutzosoi. But this Issa and the Tzor is only in Issa the Rabbono, because the Erva became an Erva la'achamise. The Tzor was never a Tzor to Erva b'chaye b'aylo. So this is only an issa of the Rabbonim. So if she's only asking me the Rabbonim liyabim, so you zich have to give chalitza. So therefore, if he'll be miyabim leye, he's not mafkiya mitzvus yibomim, there's no bitl mitzvus yibomim, there's still a chiyam chalitza, and tzoras rochu. So I don't have a kash and rashi. What was my kash? Toi said a kash and rashi. The Gemara assumes for a dover poshet that if you give chalitza to lay it, should patel the tzore. And Toisha says, why is this called a chalitza ksheir? You're not allowed to be miyabim lay, else bitl mitzvus yibomim. So Toisha says, where's the bitl mitzvus yibomim? If it'll be miyabim lay, there won't be a bitl mitzvus yibomim because there's still a chiyam chalitza on tzores rochel. So she is a basibo. And number two, and when he'll give chalitza to tzores rochel, loy mitzer aleye, there won't be an iser on leye, the muta odam bekreiva tzores chalutzosai. Because the person is muta bekreiva tzores chalutzosai. Now what is Taisvah saying over here? Taisvah is saying over here, but let us see, is it takya muta to be miyabim leye? Let's say he'll be miyabim leye, and then we'll give chalitza to tzores rochel. Now, after he gives chalitza to tzores rochel, so then leye will become, leye is kreivas, Tzoras chalutzosai. Lei is kreivas tzoras chalutzosai. It means Lei is the sister to Rochel, who's the tzor of the chalutzah. Now, if there would be an Isser and kreivas tzoras chalutzosai, so it'll come out that after he gives chalitza to Lei, to tzoras Rochel, he'll be oser b'leia. So since he's also beleye, so the Rishash wants to say, so one is not permitted to be miyabim leye let chatchile, gzeire bi rishayno to be ishniya. That means if I have in front of me leye vitzaroso and rocho vitzaroso, so I'm not permitted to be miyabim leye. Why? Because I'll have to give, by being Yabim Leia, I'll have to give Chalitza to Tzoras Rochel, and then Leia will be Nessa als Kreiva Tzoras Chalutzosai. And since she'll then be Nessa, so you're not allowed to make Yabim Lechatchila, so Taisva says, I bazaya have a raya, that Leia is called a Chalitza Ksheira, even though you're not permitted to be Miyabim, her, out this Cheshbon of Gzeira be Rishayna to be Yishniya, that's how the Rishash is Pshat and Tais, but Taisma says this, it's not true. Because Kreivis Tzos Chalutzos is Mutter. So where do I have a Raya not like Rashi? So Taisma says, Mikomokim Mikabitl Mitzvus Yevovim. No, there's still a Bitl Mitzvus Yevovim. Im yavi liyabim leye, if he'll be miyabim leye, why? Because nishem et tamas tzoras rochel. Because we are afraid that maybe tzoras rochel will die. The whole trufa was that there's no bitl mitzvus yevomim, because even though he's miyabim leye, he still has to give chalitza to tzoras rochel. But who says that tzoras rochel is going to be alive? Maybe Tzoras Rochel will die. So therefore, so you're not permitted to be Miyabim Leia, because this Yibam of Leia may bring about a bitl mitzvahs Yivomim. If Tzoras Rochel will die, so they'll bring about a bit of mitzvah shivomim from Rochel. The lack of the maim of the yesh la Rochel tzores arbe. Maybe that's also wrong. Maybe Rochel has a lot of tzores. the lechke lemeches lemise de kulu. The Gemara says only the mise de chad chashin, mise de trele chashin. So maybe it is speaking about that Rochel has a lot of tzoritz. So memele, so again there's no bitl mitzvah yevomim. I feel if one tzorah will die, so there's another tzorah left over. Inami, or maybe we'll say another cheshbin, shecholatz leleya kaidem nefilas chochel, or maybe the Gemara is asking a kasha. Maybe it's speaking about that he gave chalitza to leya before there was a nefil of rochel. So there's zichon or bitl mitzvah shevomim. Im came, so Taisha says if that is the case, Chinam dochek letaret maila nifteru tzores atzores rochu umay tzores tzores dalme da'avle lu'ukum mitvei benofu bebasachas. So let's say it's speaking about that both of them fell bebasachas. Ve'ein ki im tzora achas alei v'tzora achas l'rochu. As a thule yabem lei mishum bitl mitzvus yevome. So Taisva says, if you will say that a iser bia from a bitl mitzvus yevomin, or if you make a chalitza psula, that means if you say like Rashi, according to Rashi, that a chalitza psula comes about if one is not permitted to be miyam, say bezoi, so then the whole memre of Shmuel is beautiful. Let us say that it is speaking about that Leah and Hatzara fell a Yibum, and Rochel and Hatzara fell a Yibum. Now he is not permitted to be Miyabim. He's not permitted to be Miyabim Leah, because if he'll be Miyabim Leah, there might come about a bitl mitzvah Yibomim if Tzara's Rochel will die. So therefore, he has to give Chalitza Talaya, which is a chalitza psula, and therefore, and he has to give chalitza afterwards to, when he gives chalitza to Rochel, it's also a chalitza psula because of she's a chayis chalutzosai. So the member of Shmuel is very mesudadik. Chalitz la'achriya is la'nifteru tzoritz. And chalitz la'tzoritz nifteru achriya is. Elanir l'rid, l'chshive chalitza psula. So therefore there is chalek and Rashi, and it's not considered a chalitza psula ala chayse kukosei. Only a chayse kukosei is considered a chalitza psula man de yoma yezike. So she has a din erve. A chayse chalutzose lekula ome. Ubalas aget ubalas maime. The bekulu kosho zike. By all these, there's a klishis in the zikah. Then it's called a chalitza psula. A chayse kukosei domya la chayse ishtay. The ein bo zikah. Va chayse chalutzosei ka chayse kirushosei. She's an erve. O bala saget domya la chalutza. Bala samayim bala knusa. The ein bo zikah. Chin soite da rabonin de kole birishal mi chalitza psula. Ka biho da omar abshimen. Biyoso, the Domyanamila Saita Daraisa Daimbozika, the Tumaksiba Karayas. So these all fall into the category of a Chalitza Psula, if there's a Klishis and the Zika. But Mars the Grushos, I bossel about the Mitzvah Yibomim, the Nigra Behem Azika, there's only a Yisra Yibom. Lochich Shivi Chalitza Ksheira, so therefore it's considered a Chalitza Ksheira.